Good morning, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Left Edge Theater presents The Flick, winner of the 2014 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. This play is running March 6th through the 29th in Santa Rosa. Joining me in the studio this morning is Paige Picard. She's in the cast, and she's also an artistic associate with Left Edge. Good morning, Paige.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. The Flick, I know nothing about this play. You're going to have to tell us all about it, please.
Yeah, so The Flick is written by a wonderful female playwright, Annie Baker. And as you said, it was a Pulitzer Prize winning play in 2014. I actually lived in New York when the play opened there, and it couldn't close. You know, it ran for several weeks, and we just had the same experience in the Bay Area with their production. So it's a pretty popular and challenging play for audiences. The Flick refers to the name of the movie theater that the three characters work at. It's the only film movie theater left in this small town in Massachusetts. So they have basically one theater that runs on film instead of digital projectors. Yeah, so Annie Baker has written three incredibly challenging and interesting characters who are chock full with a lot of flaws, but also a lot of very endearing qualities. For instance, we have Avery, who is a young black college-aged kid who is working at the Flick part-time, but his passion is movies, and specifically movies that are being run on film projectors. Mm-hmm. And we have Sam, who's the oldest character in his mid-30s, who still lives at home with his parents and is struggling to get promoted and by the awful boss that they all work for that you never see in the play. And then to my character, the only female in the play, who uses very blunt and harsh language to mask like a deeper insecurity that she's going through, but she's very wild and quirky and very fun to play. So when you see it, you're going to get themes like race, gender, class, but they're told in a very subtle and sometimes not so subtle way, just as how those things might play out in a very mundane location like a workplace.
Mm-hmm. Did you see this play when you were in New York?
I unfortunately missed it. I saw a lot of plays when I was there. It was a priority, but it was bad timing. But I remember specifically because it was all I heard about from my classmates and my professors. Mm-hmm. And I just unfortunately didn't get to see it. And I missed the one in the Bay Area because it was so close to our production that I didn't want to see that one right before.
Right. Yeah. So now you're in it. What was it like when you knew that this was going to be coming to the Left Edge Theater? How's that been working on it?
So Argo and I have been trying to get the rights to the show for several years now, basically since Argo started the theater in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so this was the first year we were actually able to get a hold of the rights. And it's been something that we've been talking about for years, obviously, and something that I knew that I was going to be a part of. And as soon as Argo let me know that he wanted to cast me as Rose, it was sort of like, it's one of my bucket list roles. And so it's been really, really exciting getting it on its feet.
I bet. Tell us about maybe working with the other two members of the cast. It must be just such a intense experience when it's such a small kind of cast that you're always together. I'd love to hear more about that.
Yeah, it's a very intimate rehearsal process. Both of the cast members are incredibly gifted. Isaiah is a student at the Santa Rosa Junior College, and so he pretty accurately represents the demographic that he's playing in the play. And Kevin, he mostly works at Main Stage West, and we just got a hold of him to come over to Left Edge. But it's been really fun working together and sort of playing off each other. And this play has a lot of, Annie Baker takes advantage of a lot of pauses and silence and what that does to a situation in a room and how it creates tension and how it can sometimes alleviate tension. So it sort of just the three of us have been experimenting and trying to play with that. And it's almost lyrical. It's very fun.
That's great. The Flick, it's running March 6th through the 29th at Left Edge Theater, which is located within the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa. For tickets, you can go to leftedgetheater.com or call 707-546-3600. Paige, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.